You've arrived on the wild side at 761-3330. The most fun entertainment you can get in one ear at one time.
Many of the 365 days of the year are followed by dreadful nights, but one night is far, oh yes, by far the worst. And that is the night of December the 31st. Man can never get it through his head that he is born to be not a creditor, but a debtor. Man always thinks the annual thought that just because last year was terrible, next year is bound to be better. Man is a victim of dope in the incurable form of hope. Man is a blemishless Pollyanna, and is convinced that the advent of every new year will place him in possession of a bumper crop of manna. Therefore, man fills himself up with a lot of joie de vivre and goes out to celebrate New Year's Eve. Therefore, millions of respectable citizens who just a week before have been perfectly happy to sit at home and be cozily Christmas carolized consider it a point of honor to go out on the town and get themselves paralyzed. Therefore, the whistles blow toot-toot and the bells ring ding-ding and the confetti goes confetti-confetti at midnight on the 31st of December. And on January 1st, the world is full of people who either can't and wish they could or can and wish they couldn't remember. They never seem to learn from experience. They keep on doing it year after year, from the time they are puling infants till they are doddering octogenarians. My goodness, if there's anything in heredity and environment, how can people expect the newborn year to manifest any culture or refinement? Every new year is the direct descendant, isn't it, of a long line of proven criminals, and you can't turn it into a philanthropist by welcoming it with cocktails and champagne any more successfully than with prayer books and hymnals. Every new year is a country as barren as the old one, and it's no use trying to forage it. Every new year is incorrigible. Then all I can say is, for heaven's sake, why go out of your way to encourage it?
Hello, troops. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Silly Solstice, and a hell of a new year. I'm William Wilde, and welcome to the Wild Side for December the 29th through the 2nd of January, 1986. Yeah, I know I didn't really get this show on the line on the 29th, but give a guy a break, will ya? Oh, very funny. I'm really sorry that the show is on late, but I really had a very hectic holiday. I caught a bad cold from Donna Insomniac, I think, and I'm just really dragging my ass. But I'm going to try to churn out a Wild Side of some sort for you anyway. Hey, what a guy, huh? I would like to thank you, though, for your compliments on last week's show, on the Christmas show. I had a lot of fun doing it, and I'm really glad you enjoyed hearing it. And I'd like to apologize to my callers whose comments I had to edit, but understand that it was a Christmas show and a special, and I really had a lot more stuff than I had room on the tape for. So I only cut your comments for brevity so that everybody would be heard on the Christmas show. I hope you understand and forgive me for that. I hope your holiday was warm and wonderful and full of good things and good friends. I hope you're looking forward to a great new year in spite of what Ogden Nash said at the beginning of this tape. Anyway, for the moment, what you have to look forward to is The Wild Side for New Year's, 1985.
Well, hello, this is John Tenglin, and I would just like to wish everybody a very happy Christmas, and of course a happy new year as well. I hope that all of you do not drink and drive. I'm sure you will be hearing lots of such advertisements and messages throughout the next couple weeks, and I just think that I should add my contribution too, because after all it is an important thing for the sake of the kids and other people. It's not right. If you're going to do that to yourself, well, that's stupid too, but don't be stupid to other people. And as far as that goes through the whole year, too. Something to think about. A couple things for New Year's that you might want to consider. I will be hosting a party, so I would have the opportunity to do some of these things and keep people from drinking and driving also. On KCRW on New Year's Eve and all day New Year's Day, they will be doing a reading of James Joyce's Ulysses. So that's something for the more highly literate listener. And on KPFK 90.7, they would have decided to pick up the NPR satellite feed of the Grateful Dead's New Year's show live, and that starts from 10 o'clock and runs until whenever they decide to be finished. So that's all that I have. Again, have a happy holiday and drive safely. This has been John Penguin.
Trey's not back.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Put her on the air, quick. We only got about 30 seconds left.
What? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. And so what are you talking about putting me on the air?
I just did.
Oh, you do.
You didn't hear what I said?
You did.
I did.
And so what you want me to do, have sex with 2,000 people?
2,000?
200,000 people?
Huh?
You want me to have sex with 200,000 people?
You think you can handle it?
No.
Why not? I thought y'all were super women.
I'm only obligated to deal with one person.
That's no fun. I never saw any fun in that at all.
Oh, no.
Not just one person.
So what made you decide to pick up and call all the way to California?
Well, it's just, you know,
you
DJ instinct. Disc jockey instinct.
Yes. Yeah, this is Danny Van Nuys here. And I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year. Or is it happy Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Well, anyway, whatever it is, happy holidays. And about a week and a half, about two tapes ago, you said there was a bulletin board system called the Fault Line. The Fault Line. And the phone number was area code 213-277-6096. Well, let's say you're not local to that area. So that number forwards to one number, which forwards to another number, which the actual unit, the main computer, is at. And the two other numbers you can call for the exact same bulletin board system are area code 818-362-3693 and area code 818-997-6879. That's 362-3693 and 997-6879. And if you're in the Van Nuys area, you can call all three of them because they're all local to everything. And the third one is area code 213-277-6096. That's the Fault Line bulletin board system and also a matchmaking system. And, well, I am very unhappy to say that Infocom is going down. Yeah, Infocom is gone. Due to angry parents not wanting all the telephones in the house ringing in the middle of the night. And, well, now on that line, if you call up, you will hear the business phone of a company that was started up about a year ago. It is Computer Programming Unlimited. We do computer programs for the IBM PC, ATXT, and PC Junior, and Portable PC. If you're interested in getting a computer program done for you, call 789-0304, that's 818 area code. Leave your name and number after the beep, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. This has been Danny Van Nuys, or now I guess I should say Danny Programming Unlimited. Thank you, bye.
Well, I'd like to say hello to all the Paul Mac Wildside callers out there. And, well, speaking of Paul Mac, well, this is Paul Mac, and, I love me. No, seriously, folks, I just thought I'd check in to see what's going on and tell you that, Mr. Wild, you're doing a fantastic job. Just to let you all know what a great thrill and satisfaction and privilege I get out of running this line. Not making the tapes, but running this line, to be able to actually step into the operations room every single week and change those tapes and keep the maintenance up and to be able to go down the hallway and to the turning corridors into William Wilde's secret located of studio and find that bro in there working and sweating and thinking about what he's going to do for next week's tape gives me a satisfaction. I would just like to say to all of you people out there, keep on calling once a week. That would really be nifty to hear once a week callers. Wouldn't that be neat? Instead of people like calling more than once a week. I think that's the basic issue here. Ah, yes, but anyway, none of that. It doesn't matter. matter because William could do any kind of a tape he wants. And, you know, if you all recall the very final movie line tape in, I believe it was June, towards the end of that tape, there was a clue as to what Paul Mack was going to do with his life. However, I like to tell you all that I'm working on a film right now. That's right, a brand new film project, and it is entitled Final Destination Unknown, and you're all invited. Out to a lynching. No, seriously, you're all invited to see this film as soon as it is premiered, probably in October of 1986. So I would like to remind you all that I am currently in production. The actual filming will begin in February of 86, and post-production should begin probably in June of 86. And our premiere will be in October, so you're all invited once again, and I will be keeping you informed from time to time on this telephone entertainment line, which is mine and the finest in the world. And, you know, so keep it in mind, and I want to see all of you, if not, you know, part of you would be fine, but all of you, all your complete bodies, into the premiere house to see my newest film project. It's a short film project, and you're going to have a long night. So I want to thank you very much. And Bill, William, Guy, the dude that's making the tape, you're doing absolutely pretty good. So keep it up. And Nino, I know you're listening out there. The man's a stud. Okay, I'm out of here like a bad smell on Saturday night. So thank you very much. And remember, absolutely nothing. So don't forget it. Goodbye.
Hello, William. This is your doctor. Thanks so much for playing my comments. And thanks so much for your brilliant accompaniment. How could I possibly have minded? Well, here's the latest composition. Who hates the blacks, the poor, and the liberals? Who wants to give the Contras more guns? Who wants to build a weapon called Star Wars? President Ronald Reagan. And Ronnie's got deficits, a big defense, Nancy's tits. And Ronnie's got Jared Tall. He's got it all. He's got it all. He's got it all. He's got it all. Merry Christmas from the doctor.
And now, for your New Year's listening and dancing enjoyment, here is William Wilde and the Wild Squirrels to ask the musical question, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Dead, and whenever I want telephone entertainment, I call 761-3330 for the wild side. Or to leave input, I call 761-0333.
And so can you. So there.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone. Well, this is Eddie Van Nuys. It's been a long time since I've conversed with you moviegoers. But, you know, this time, what to say but happy holidays, and, you know, keep away from the drinking, okay? I just wanted to say, Paul Mack lives forever.
Today I have decided to kill myself, and being the greatest showman of my time, I'm recording live. Why? I can't bear to see this beautiful face ravaged by the forces of time. If I can't be young forever, I'd rather end it all. Now. Why not? Stay young forever. I'm leaving. And I'll leave if you want. But you did call me. I didn't call anybody. You said you wanted to be young forever. Well, here I am. But you're not real. And it doesn't matter what happens, does it? But it's going to happen. The problem is you're going to look like me. Forever. Oh, this is too much. I guess you're supposed to be the devil. I go by many names. And you may be young forever. This image will age in your presence. This picture gets old instead of me. Yes, and you must wash it every day just to see how lucky you are. Oh, I'm just crazy about pictures myself. What do I have to do? It's all here. Read it carefully and then sign at the bottom in blood. Messy, I know, but it's the only way I can bind it. Tradition. Don't waste it.
Paul Mac lives forever. Bye. Hi, Paul and Bill. This is Artie Hollywood calling. I got some good news for the phone world. As of December 20, 1985, a new line has gone up for all of 86. Here's a little excerpt from it, William.
You've reached phone line input at 50-50-588.
That's the number. It's 50-50-588. And everybody that wants to call, call anytime you want for input and output. And you'll be surprised what it's all about. Have a happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Good evening, everyone. This is Alan from Studio City, wishing you all a very merry and safe Christmas and a happy, jolly New Year. Bye.
Hello, all you hip guys and groovy cheeks. Merry Christmas, and remember, it's a world of laughter, a world of tears, it's a world of hopes, a world of fears. There's so much that we share, this time we're aware. It's a small world, after all. Hey.
Christine, do you still love Ivan? Well, I still love Freddy. I don't know. I guess that'd be pretty good, huh? A foursome? Ah, the Flintstones forever. The Bedrock Babes forever.
Wow! Wait till Bonnie hears this!
William, well, is that really, who you say it is? On your input? And on the line? Oh, I want to thank you for one of the best recordings in history of phones. You put on a good program. This last one was really good. And you know what? I hope everybody's going to have a happy holiday and make it through in one piece and all that. But one thing, I wish these holidays would be like they used to be. Because, I don't know. But anyhow, I'm going to let you guys go, and I hope everybody's having a real good time out there at the holidays, even better time than I'm having. But anyhow, and hope everything goes well for you. God bless you all, and it was a good line this year, and I hope William Wild, you stay on, because you're one of the most entertaining of all the lines, and got a lot of good ideas. I hope you make it big in announcing one day or something. And I just hope you continue on. Keep your line going. It's one of the best things around. One thing I want to ask you, who does that version of White Christmas? There was one on your thing. It sounded like Debbie Boone or something. I don't know if she does it, but I'd like to get a copy and find out what that song is. Excellent song, excellent music, and you've created a lot of good things, and one of these days you're going to make number one. I don't know why your songs aren't played anywhere, but you're incredible talent. I hope you stick around with us on the line. Keep the wild side going. Anyhow, that's about all I can say. You know, this isn't really me because, you know, I'm definitely not a positive person. But anyhow, very good line. Thanks. Doesn't even sound like me. Okay, God bless, I'm going.
Thanks for the compliments, Bob. I appreciate it. And yes, that really was Lohman and Barkley from KFI Radio, Joe Besser, who worked with the Three Stooges and with Abbott and Costello, and it was really Elmo and Patsy, the team who recorded Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. As for White Christmas, the singer isn't credited on the record, but it's a bargain bin album titled Christmas Disco by PK and the Sound Explosion. You can probably find it for a buck somewhere if you look for it. And now, back to the stuff.
Well, hello, Wild Bill. This is REC. I just want to say that the Christmas tape was excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Probably the best thing I've heard on the Wild side. But at any rate, just like to say that you can call you can call the Wild side from the West Valley. Yes, that's right. The Wild Side can be called now from the West Valley on Thursdays. That's right. So all you people out there in the West Valley who are getting the ever-increasing phone bill, and your phone bill is coming in a manila envelope, you can call up 994-4111 Wednesday night through Thursday night, and you'll be able to hear, yes, you got it, the Wild Side. Everyone's favorite line in the 761 prefix. Anyway, this is Richie Calcom wishing you all a happy new year. And if you're gonna drink, don't drive, please. Okay? I just want to stress that. If you're gonna drink, don't drive. If you're gonna drive, don't drink. Do your drinking at home. Do your partying at home. Just don't go out on the road. Okay? This is Richie Calcom saying. Later on.
Yeah, I was just listening to Dave Tarzana's laughter-filled comment for the holidays with all the hysterical laughter, and I was just wondering who fed him the 84 hash brownies, and why weren't they considered not to send any over here? I'm just wondering.
Say, Allie, why would you want 84 hash brownies? One would think that after 12 months, they would be pretty stale.
And a belated ho-ho-ho to all you after-Christmas listeners there. This won't come out till after you've unwrapped all your presents and consumed mass quantities of Christmas dinner. Oh, shit. Maybe that should be one of my New Year's resolutions. I'm really getting tired of saying, so I'll wipe that off the slate. How's that? Resolution number one. Resolution number two, to continue breathing. More difficult than it seems sometimes, ladies and gentlemen. We won't go into detail. That's better. New word in my vocabulary. I just wanted to say hi to everybody. Hope your holidays are still as good as they started out. And a brief note about that televenture party. I had a blast. I got hooked on a pinball machine. Mr. Wild, you must know, is an absolutely fantastic player. I don't know whether it was in regards to the holidays or what, but he made that damn machine light up like a Christmas tree. So it was very in keeping with the Christmas season. Gypsy and Karen are both as pretty as their voices. Hi, you two. Sorry I didn't spend more time at your table, but you gotta understand, I majored in pinball in high school and college, and that was a very big thing for me to find such a nice machine. I think I'll be back to that place now and then, maybe on Fridays, as soon as I get my cars running to check out those machines. What can I say? I'm very, very interested in what the new year is going to turn out. I know it will be good on PMP and the Wild Side, and I'm going to have to go now and leave a comment over on Richie's line if he hasn't already recorded this and duplicated it. It's my final Richie Calcom joke of the season. Haven't left one of those in a long time. Happy holidays, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I've already called. It's been about 2.5 weeks, I guess, since I've called. But I want to tell you in Wild that this is a great line, and everyone, hope you have a great Christmas. And as for New Year's, don't drink while you drive, because you might spill it in your lap. That's it for now. Thanks.
Hey, y'all, you wild-sized fans out there with home or personal computers, be sure to give Cactus 800 a call at 716-461-1680. Cactus 800 is the East Coast electronic version of the wild side, offbeat and off the wall, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 300 and 1200 baud. That number again is 716-461-1680. Be sure to mention that you're calling from the wild side and receive special clearance access. 716-461-1680.
Cactus 800. Hello, folks. This is Funsbro. And I'm calling in to say happy late Merry Christmas and New Year and things like that. And just partying hard. I guess the reason I haven't been around is because I've been working real hard with my band and all that. So, you know how it goes. Anyway, also, I am the culprit that went out with Karen to a concert, and I had a good time, too. I'm sorry I didn't get back sooner, but, you know, didn't even hear the lines or anything like that, so. Anyway, I confess, I'm the one who did it. And, I guess that's about all. It's time to go play some more guitar. See y'all later. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Skippy.
And this is Scooter.
We're calling from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yeah.
This is a little song we wrote for the
Rock
Festival in 1985. I'm on the beatbox.
And I'm on the rap.
I don't know if you'll ever hear it, but here it goes.
Call the wild side, that's weird, that's from Mr. Wild and the Cool Timeout. Some people are forward, some people are dumb, but what the heck, we don't know where they're from. Now, Skipper got a beat, he knows what you mean, but Skipper can rhyme because he's right on time. Well, we'll see you later. We got to go. Wait, that sweet will bring you in.
Well, Skippy and Scooter, thanks for trying. Next time you want to do a little rap for us, though, have Scooter stand just a little farther back from the phone so that the rap won't get all distorted, okay? And thanks again for trying. Oh, by the way, troops, did you know that the third-year anniversary of Paul Mac Presents is rapidly approaching? I don't think there's anything we can do to stop it either. So on January 19th through the 23rd, you'll be hearing a special program here on 761-3330, the Paul Mac Third Year Anniversary Celebration. Celebration. It's going to be great fun for me because I get to take some time off while Paul sees if he can still remember how to produce an output tape. Remember, you can call Telefun at any time at 818-882-9524. And Calcom at 818-407-1111, 1112, and 1113, as well as 994-4111. And the freaks at 818-993-3469, and the new line at 818-5050-588. That's 5050-588. Although at the moment you'll have a long wait through several songs until the beep appears for input. Maybe next week we'll hear from these guys about what they're really up to. And as always, remember to call our input line at 818-761-0333 and record your book, music, or movie reviews, comments, jokes, whatever, for use on future Wildside shows. As for myself, I want to thank you for sticking with the Wildside since July 1st. I don't know how long the future or what the future of the Wildside may be, but I do hope that your future looks bright and that we all have one hell of a new year. I'm going to close this show with a piece of true strangeness from my record collection, a piece of New Year's music I don't think you'll ever hear on the radio. So until next time, this is William Wild for Paul Mac Presents and Wildside Studios. Happy New Year, everybody, and thanks for letting me do it in your year. Ear. If you missed any part of this steaming piece of brilliance, just stay on the line. It will be repeating momentarily.
Hey, all these weirds. I locked up my reindeers. I put away my sled, and now Santa needs some head. I got an idea to fuck in the new year. Shit is about to get started. Welcome to my New Year's party. Party in the air inside, slip kind of body. Then you get the urge to fuck everybody. You're queer by New Year. Spots a hoe in real tight pants, and she wiggles her ass like it's full of ants. And queer by the new year. You wanna fuck and you know it's urgent, and you tell her with your tongue that you're the surgeon, and a bitch act like she's a virgin. She's queer by the new year. You sit on the couch and she cut out the lamp. She said she never gave head, but her panties is down. Then she suck your dick like she's a champ. She's a queer by the new year. Your bitch says, oh hell, that's my man, and you're looking for shit to hit the fan. But